Yeah, that's some interesting stuff. I was scrolling around on the YouTube the other day, and I saw somebody using this antenna array on top of their car with this software called Kraken SDR to, you know, track down transmissions as well. I thought that was pretty interesting, but very different method from the MagLoop. All that stuff is, you know, quite a rabbit hole to jump down, though, if you have a lot of time on your hands to spend watching the old YouTube.
When I tracked down the guy that was accidentally putting the music over the LaFleur repeater, I used the tape measure antennas, and I dug pretty deep down the rabbit hole with the Kraken SDR and the switching antenna system. A lot of DIY things, and I got dozens of those things laying around from the 3D printers I was building and the router. Plasma tables and whatnot, but anyways, yeah, that's pretty slick, setting up that SDR and the controls on that stuff. It's a lot quicker than hunting them down with a Yagi, for sure, but yeah, that guy was, thankfully, was stationary. Now, when I built the MagLoop, the Hewlett MagLoop, the handheld outfit, ferro rods and all kinds of other stuff, I was trying to track down something around my neighborhood, but I needed a SDR to receive HF because it was not frequency stable. It was frequency agile, kept moving up and down the band. I figured it was pot grow lights the neighbors were using.